This is book Roman XX, 1, Roman 21, 1959. It doesn't say what the dates are. But it starts on July 29. With some typing gels. I'm beginning to think about adding iodoacetamide, so here is 8 molar urea, boric acid, sodium hydroxide, 0.2 molar mercapto ethanol, labelled U/B/ME, and then 8 molar urea, boric acid, sodium hydroxide, iodoacetamide, labelled UBIA. So I'm going to be using iodoacetamide now. So the Thursday, Friday, August 7th, took some 1% hemoglobin, 1% haptoglobin, 2:1, in 8 molar urea, and reduced in the ordinary way with 8 molar urea, pH 7, and added either iodoacetamide iodoacetamide followed by mercaptoethanol, or iodoacetamide and mercaptoethanol, different orders. It's not quite clear what this is doing. It the control is iodoacetamide without mercaptoethanol. It's not the order, it's which is added. So the control is iodoacetamide alone, and the zero time is iodoacetamide and mercaptoethanol, but presumably the order would be the natural order. So here is the statement of the order. Added at 9:45 a.m., 9:54 a.m., added 0.1 mils of urea, borate, mercaptoethanol to the haptoglobin, which was already in urea and borate, mixed, and immediately in 2 minutes added iodoacetamide to give 2.5 times iodoacetamide relative to the mercaptoethanol. So the logical order, reduction, and then iodoacetamide afterwards. And the gels were run on Saturday, August 8th. And it says the reaction is of mercaptoethanol with iodoacetamide tested by taking etc. etc. Reaction complete in a few seconds is what it says, and on the left hand page it says the reaction is very rapid, complete in quotation 0 minutes, but a secondary reaction appreciable at 8 hours. So something is happening at a later times, which is quite noticeable at 26 hours, leads to doubling of some of the zones. So you better be fairly quick. Continuing to determine the effect of iodoacetamide on reduced haptoglobin. An earlier sample still reduces iodine, so it's still got the thiol there, and testing with different levels of iodoacetamide. The gel is not, the photographs are not very pretty, and it's rather faint. And the multiple bands of haptoglobin sample are converted into a single slower zone by iodoacetamide. And some interpretation there. further time tests of still single components with iodoacetamide and this is for purified fraction 4. It looks as if George had tried to purify it and evidently had tried to separate the fast components from the slower ones. Not really very well documented here, but purified material, which is called number 4, doesn't have the slowly migrating constant region. So George has evidently been able to give me some purified material that just contained what we later on called the alpha chains of the haptoglobin, the ones that were varying with the genetic type. Long period time test on August 10th, 23 hours, 48 hours, 70 hours, trying to understand what was happening. Tests of urea concentration on the iodoacetamide separations. On the plus iodoacetamide separation, Wednesday, Thursday, October 12th, 8 molar urea versus 4, 1.5 and 0 in formic acid gels. Ran rather too long. The fast fraction is now smeared, but complete entry into the 8 molar gel. Getting there slowly. Different variations on the same theme. Thursday, Friday, October 13th, 14th. Haptoglobin solutions 1%, 1% reduced with mercaptoethanol in the presence of 8 molar urea. The reaction is visible in the 2-2 because of the colour formation and very rapid. And the gel is formic acid gel with this with 1.5 molar urea. I continue with this type of result using different haptoglobin types, including the Johnson Elo Giblet. So there's 1-1 purified, 2-1 modified, 2-1 the Johnson, and 2-2 on one of these gels. And now, although the pattern is not easy to interpret yet, there is a constant region material that is running in this gel, 8 molar urea formic acid, staining very heavily, and then quite variable differences in the fast migrating material that is going to be later called the alpha chain. Getting to some gels which were probably later published, the now zero urea formic acid gel, and I'll pause for a moment. Beginning to get results that were published on Wednesday, October 19th, there is a gel there containing where mercaptan ethanol reduced in the presence of 8 molar urea and then treated with iodoacetamide gel is illustrated. Though that was never published as such, there is a diagram of it, of the type of result obtained with it, in the paper that I published with George Connell and Gordon Dixon in the Journal of Molecular Biology in 1966 on the gene action in the human haptoglobin. So that's 7 years later this was published. Took a long time to get published. There is a gel with the showing when a formic acid gel is run on mercaptan ethanol reduced iodoacetamide treated haptoglobins, all of that in 8 molar urea, you could see material not entering the gel and a very clear difference in the what we later called the alpha chain of the haptoglobin. 1-1 is different from 2 from 2-1 have to look at these again. The gel is reversed here, so a little bit of difficulty. Haptoglobin 1-1 gave a faster migrating band and a large amount of material that didn't enter the gel. The 2-1 modified had the faster one plus a moderate amount of the of a slower migrating material. 2-1 itself had more of the slower migrating material, as expected, the gene 2 product. Johnson was much slower, the slower material, so it was a heterozygote. Johnson was a heterozygote for 1 and what later turned out to be a triplication. So they're very clear demonstration. I don't know whether that gel was ever published or not. Probably was, and I have to look for it somewhere. But the result is very, very clear and very understandable. That the variation, the variable material migrates in formic acid gels, whereas the constant part of the molecule hardly gets into the gel at that point. And if the gel is made 2 molar in urea, then the rather smeary patterns of the formic acid gel are much improved. And one can begin to see more clearly the differences. That 2-2 gives a heavy band. The Johnson has a faster migrating band and a heavy, slower band. Interestingly enough, though, I now know what the result is, that the faster band in Johnson phenotype, which is a 1, later became haptoglobin 1 gene product and haptoglobin gene 3, the faster band is not the same as in the other individuals, and later on that was understood but not commented on here and not really observed. I think it was an omission not to have observed that. The next page is with 4 molar urea gel where the similar patterns are being seen, and then an 8 molar urea mercaptan ethanol gel, the beginning of the final type of gel used to solve these problems, where everything migrates now into the gel, 8 molar urea and formic acid gel with mercaptan ethanol reduced in the presence of urea, haptoglobin, then treated with iodoacetamide. The slow components now can be seen to be the same in all of them, and there is nothing left at the origin, and the fast components are different. The same as the difference in the 2 molar gel or 2 molar urea gel or the 0 molar. So one could choose which to use in order to see the differences in the faster migrating material. Again, a complete set of gels, untreated haptoglobin in 8 molar urea gel. But and I think at an alkaline pH it's not very clear. Untreated haptoglobin in 8 molar urea alkaline gel, presumably, and with a comment that the Johnson type is the only one to show any effect of urea on this length of treatment. But the 2-2 stored a long time was very much affected. Some comment on the use of iodoacetamide. It's dangerous at high pH because of possible secondary reactions, which some also occur at the lower pHs. Therefore, retesting uses different protective groups, ethyl maleimide and chlorobenzoic acid were thought of, and so there are some blocking tests on Friday, August 21st in alkaline solutions. The gels don't look particularly good, but it says select the best looking one for future tests, so that's iodoacetamide, N-ethyl maleimide, and paramercuric benzoate. Time tests. going on. pH tests, lower pH for all of the reactions, and pH 7.2. And on Monday, Tuesday, 24th, 25th of August, pH 7.2 experiment. With the comments that no addition is said to be rapid iodine decolorization. Oh yes, no addition, and that's just testing whether there is any reducing agent left, any thiol left. But the results are pH 7. It says once again, N-ethylamide completely wrecked. All of us show very serious changes as PCMB wrecks slow. So, not liking it very much. Maybe a mistake. Come better. Stop here, Jenny. Comment on Sunday, Monday experiment. Worth considering fast reaction immediately with urea and then fast removal with Cervidex, etc. A little bit worried about time effects. And Tuesday, Wednesday, repeat of last week's samples with one with iodoacetamide, but they look pretty bad. As it says, all are wrecked, indication of some non-staining material, query carbohydrate ahead of the smear, so it couldn't leave them around a long time. Some cattle transfusion tests here, with a note from Charlie Hickman. Holstein sensitized with a previous sample. So attempt to see whether there was any effect of pre-injections of a different transferrin type. Investigating the reaction of lower pHs Wednesday, Thursday, 8 mole urea with acetic acid, pH 5, and then etc. And with a comment later on the gels, clearly the mercaptor ethanol has not reacted completely in this time, 2 hours, intended to be 3 hours. But by 5 hours, at pH 8.05, some further reaction has occurred. Not very happy with the result yet. Sort of summary on Monday, August 31st, Tuesday, September 1st, the effect of urea, pH 7.2 results are most promising. Decided to try the effect of storing in the presence of urea at this pH. and 7 hours and 25 hours stored material, with a big note on the left: electrophoresis, too poor, repeat these experiments. Antibody tests never went anywhere. Some animals injected intracutaneously with rabbit serum. The George Connell serum, trying to make antibodies against the haplogrobins, presumably. Quite a few pages devoted to antibody tests in different rabbits. And then back to haplogrobin again, Saturday, September 19th. Recrystallizing the urea, the material stored for 48 hours, and results are over the page. The results show only small differences, possibly not significant, between starting material and recrystallized urea. Didn't seem to make any difference whether the urea was crystallized or not. Perfectly understandable results. Mm. 72 hours with iodoacetamide. Tested again, recrystallized urea, no indication that it made any difference. Recrystallized urea again Thursday, September 24th. Recrystallized from methyl alcohol. An attempt to look at that with a comment that the recrystallization improves both slightly. So there's a slightly better result with recrystallized urea. Material being stored in different ways, of room temperature or in the cold room, and running the gel, that's not the storage, running the gel at room temperature or running it in the cold room. With the comment that the difference between warm and cold gels is very slight, both show excellent fast fractions, so recrystallized urea looks good. And then there are two rather nice gels showing the results. but still not noticing the difference in the one gene in the product from haptoglobin, one gene, that there are really two forms of that one product. No comment yet on that, what later turned to be a difference between what we called 1F and 1S, but evidently not really understood yet. September 25th, attempted to recrystallize urea from boiling water and serious evolution of ammonia, probably due to the formation of biuret. So recrystallized from ethanol. Samples stored for 30 minutes and 10 and a half hours and separated, really not any obvious differences. Monday, September 28th. Continuing to try to stabilize everything. And similar pages coming together. Tried methanol Wednesday, September 30th. Attempted to break the hydrogen bonds with methanol. A preparation of haptoglobin 1-1 in sodium borate, and then up to 0, 20, 40 and 80% methanol by volume, and then added the mercaptan ethanol. With a mistake. The comment that acetone gives the usual fast products, so I evidently tried in acetone as well. And methanol gives a trace at 64%. So the in the presence of a dissociation with mercaptan ethanol. With methanol did not work, but it appears that 64% acetone gives the usual product instead of using thiol. I don't understand that at this point. We'll see what happens. So acetone test Thursday, October 4th. Made a haptoglobin in 0.1 molar borate buffer and added 0, 10, 30 and 80% acetone and then added the mercaptan ethanol. So it's using acetone instead of urea, that's the experiment. And followed by iodoacetamide. And it says then that all are effective. The gel is run, usual 8 molar urea gel, and that the acetone test from Wednesday showing the fast band and the new acetone tests at 30% acetone or 80% works. All are effective, the usual two bands to one band with iodoacetamide. trying sodium sulfide, Na2S, a clean crystal made up. And it says the commenter then that sodium sulfide reduces haptoglobin more readily than mercaptan ethanol, but mercaptan ethanol gives a further reaction at higher concentration. So comments on it. Never really followed up. A comparison of mercaptan ethanol and sodium sulfide alongside each other. It's clear that the products are not quite the same at the higher concentrations. The urea gel shows that 0.067 mole of mercaptan ethanol gives the clearest product, as good as any ever obtained with iodoacetamide, but still multiple slow and double fast. The sodium sulfide is also multiple, so higher concentrations of mercaptan ethanol. The problem here, which was unrecognized, is that the haptoglobin in these preparations was actually a pool of haptoglobin of type 1-1 and type 2-1 and 2-2, and there was a variation in the gene 1 product, which could have been recognized earlier from the Johnson phenotype, but had not yet been recognized. So the results were quite confusing, that we got two bands with haptoglobin 1-1 and in of the fast components, and only one with haptoglobin 2-2, because there was there were two forms of the gene 1 not yet recognized. Some experiments on Sunday, October 4th, of different concentrations of mercaptan ethanol, and repeated on Tuesday, which is a nicer gel. All the samples have been a longer time, but the result is nicer on the Tuesday gel than on the earlier one. Double bands for haptoglobin 1-1 in the fast of the fast band. Wednesday, Thursday, October 7th, 8th, trying other denaturants. It turned out to be quite an important gel. Trying a 0.1 molar cetyl trimethyl ammonium bromide, CAB, in borate buffer, and trying sodium lauryl sulfate, NALS, in borate buffer, and acetone and urea, so a comparison of taking haptoglobin and reducing it with these different denaturants. And the interesting thing was actually turned out to be quite important, though I don't know whether this was the gel in which I saw it, the sodium lauryl sulfate appeared to precipitate all of the slower migrating material. Not yet very clear. This was a formic acid gel without urea, but nothing migrates in the presence of sodium lauryl sulfate. But of the other tests, urea and acetone are really very similar results. Although the comment was that the acetone preparation became very viscous, and the cetyl ammonium bromide gave a precipitate which later dissolved. So it was a beginning of testing other material. No, it was really the gel of following day, Friday, October 9th, which really gave the clue to what was later used to purify the haptoglobin alpha chains. And here was a run starting with 5% haptoglobin 1-1, a pool in mercaptan ethanol, and then that's without the denaturant, and then varying levels of acetyl ammonium bromide or sodium lauryl sulfate, SDS, in together, and a gel, a formic acid gel, and an oxalic acid gel with 8 mole urea. And as the acetyl ammonium bromide samples all gave the alpha chain, but the sodium lauryl sulfate didn't appear to give anything in the formic acid gel. But when the gel was 8 mole urea oxalic acid, then one could see, interestingly enough, that 8 mole urea, 60% acetone, gave basically the same result, but 0.05 molar sodium lauryl sulfate gave a precipitate at the origin. In fact, if anything, it ran backwards, but the alpha chains were migrated okay, so it would look as if it might be used to purify. The comment then is that the only promising one is sodium lauryl sulfate, with a slight stage it was realized that the sodium lauryl sulfate gave a bulk method of making alpha chains, but it later was definitely used. So this Friday, October 9th gel was an important gel. Trying dioxane on October 13th, as well as sodium lauryl sulfate at lower concentration, and acetone again. With a gel run on Tuesday, Wednesday, October 14th. Lauryl sulfate and dioxane. 8% dioxane. 8% with a comment here that this was 18 microliters of and 20 microliters of haptoglobin, 5% in 0.1 molar borate with 0.5 molar mercaptan ethanol, etc. And the reaction had gone to completion even without denaturation, so they all showed that the reaction had occurred without adding any denaturant at these high concentrations. Perhaps that makes sense later on, not immediately at this point. And like the migration of the past component on Wednesday, October 14th, no entry, but the migration in 20% is almost Gaussian. I was always worried by the front of the zones being sharp and the back trailing, so that with a photograph of the 20% gel showed that it was quite nice migration by adding dioxane. And so, and then trying dimethylformamide, and dimethylformamide, pH 3.5, 20%, 10%, or 0%, gelled quite well. The 40% gave two phases, but no entry of any of the larger component. But migration about 20 in the 20% again is rather Gaussian, as judged by the stain. Miscellaneous entry tests on Friday, October 16th, trying 50% glycerol, 5% boric acid, 10% boric acid, 50% ethylene glycol, the 50% glycerol was all of them gave entry into the gel. This was haptoglobin that had been reduced in boric acid with mercaptan ethanol, but so that it had the thiol but no denaturant, to try to see what would be obtained. But this is haptoglobin 1-1, and it, there's no indication of any splitting at all. A two-dimensional gel run on Saturday, October 17th. With an attempt to see if the two bands in the this was a two-dimensional gel. In one direction was 8-molar urea gel at an acid pH, and the other gel was without urea from the look of it, and shows that the usual answer, that the constant component, the slowly migrating constant component with the multiple band, doesn't enter the formate gel without urea, but the other two don't appear to be behaving as if they were different sizes, just as if they were different charges. For the 1-1 double band, an excellent result. The query proves that urea at pH 3 to 4 reacts and produces two zones. But note, this haptoglobin was not reduced with iodoacetamide, so still having a great deal of difficulty understanding why haptoglobin 1-1 gives two fast zones. The clues were already there but had not been recognized. Some ordinary standard gels. typing gels. Testing aciduria reaction on October 26th. No difference plus or minus acid, therefore probably the reaction between urea breakdown products or rearrangement product, etc., etc. Obscure comment. Acetone, 50% acid, 50% acetone, 50% acetone plus acid, 8 mole of urea and 8 mole of urea plus acid didn't have any effect. This was in adding the urea or the formic acid after the reduction had been carried out with the urea and mercaptor ethanol. Trying dimethylformamide again, and that's the end of this book.